heard the triumphal entry into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This was followed by Jesus teaching in the temple and being challenged by those in authority. He knew what lay before him, but Jesus faithfully followed his Father's will as his shadow of the cross weighed heavily on him. Let us pray that we may be transformed anew as we remember Christ's humiliation, and that we may be taught obedience as we remember Christ's obedience until death. May we love one another as Christ showed love for all people. May we also pray for those things God would have us ask in the name of Jesus, as we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. the light of the moon. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. Jesus replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where's the guest room? Where may I eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. Jesus said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
Thank you.
strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Peter told him, even if everyone falls away because of you, I will never fall away. Jesus said to him, truly I tell you, tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Even if I have to die with you, Peter told Jesus, I will never deny you. And all the disciples said the same thing.